come and prayed then and blessed our hearts real good, and I appreciate that. And I'm glad to be here tonight, glad to see each one that's here, and if you're visiting, we certainly thank the Lord for you, and we appreciate our preaching brothers that's here. We appreciate our preachers that belongs here, and appreciate our preachers that's visiting here. Just glad to have every one of you. And so I'd like to read a verse of scripture. Come on my heart earlier when I was looking at some scriptures, and this is in Psalms chapter 9, verse 9 and 10. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Never does, never will. You can depend on the Lord. Let's all stand for a moment of prayer. As we pray, precious Heavenly Father, thank you that you are such a good God, that we can depend on you. You never fail us. You never let us down. God, you're always there for us. And God, we just pray tonight that you'd bless us to have a very spiritual meeting and speak to people's hearts that are spiritually in need. God, just be uplifting to us and help us and strengthen us on our journey. Help us to have a time of worship, God. And we thank you and we ask you and praise you in these things in Jesus' name and amen. You may be seated, and we'll turn over to the choir.
Thank you. I thought it might be my turn tonight. I know I probably say that every time, but I looked out across this front bench and I thought, well, surely Terry will probably get one of these fellas to open up. And I saw Cooper scoot down a little bit and I thought, well, maybe he's just grabbing his Bible. He's going to have to open up. But I was kind of kidding myself. I knew it was my turn. And I'm thankful to be here tonight. I'm thankful for Eric. I'm thankful for the songs he sang. I'm thankful for that song, Thank God I'm Free. We were on our way home from Grandma's this morning, and or this afternoon, and we were in the car, and we were listening to that song, and Benson said, Dad, Dad, so I turned it down, and he said, what does it mean when it says, I'm washed in the blood of Jesus? He said, what does that mean? My four-year-old asked me that, and I said, buddy, I said, you know who Jesus is, don't you? And he said, yeah, I do, and I said, well, when they put him on a cross, they drove nails right through his hand. And they drove a nail through his hand, and they drove nails through his feet. They put a crown of thorns upon his head, and blood poured down And I said, he shed that blood so he could wash my sins free and clear. I said, that's what it means when I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. And, I don't think he quite understood it the right way, but one day I pray and I hope that he'll understand it just the way it was meant, and he'll know what it's like to have his sins washed away in the blood of Jesus. It's good to be here. Thankful for that song. We'll ask at this time, if everyone will, please stand to your feet. We'll ask at this time if anyone has an unspoken prayer request. Hands all over the house, lots to pray for. And I'll say this, I know you are because I can tell just from my own children, but pray for our children in this church. There's a lot that goes on in this world, and I just want to see them get saved one of these days so they don't have to deal with it alone. But just keep praying for our children. Anybody else have anything tonight? Truly remember that family. It's a lot to go through. Anybody else have anything?
I've heard of a few men in a room together saying, and one man would say, you know, God's so good to me, he saved me from alcoholism. Another man said, God saved me, he's so good, he saved me from a life of crime. And they went on, and one man said, God's so good and graceful, he saved me before I had to get to any of that. And I'm so glad that God saved me at a young age. I've had troubles in life, and it's so much better with Jesus with me.
Yeah.
Good times and bad times are coming. Whether you've got Jesus in your life or not, life is better with the Lord with you.
That's right. Amen. Appreciate that.
God calls tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Pastor says to remember those that God calls tonight, that they'll answer the call. I'd like to echo that. Truly really pray for them, church. Anybody else have anything before we go to the Lord in prayer? Yeah, absolutely. Remember those affected by the storms. Absolutely. Just remember that, church. Anybody else have anything? If not, we're going to ask Brother Fred to lead us in prayer. We'll ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart. Let's pray for him, church.
Just pray for us. You may wonder why I sing his praise every chance that I get. You may wonder why I raise my hand or why I shout amen. You may wonder why tears fill my eyes when I hear the old rugged cross. You may wonder why I live for him, why I serve him at any cost. But if you knew what my life was like before Jesus came and made things right and saved me from the mess that I was in. And if only knew where I would be had it not been for Calvary, then my friend, you would understand. Looking back on how far I've come and how much he has blessed, all the joy he has given me despite my sinful past. No greater friend have I ever known than this one who walks by my side. And oh, what a difference since you came into my life. And if you knew what my life was like before Jesus came and made things right and save me from the mess that I was in. And if you only knew where I would be had it not been for Calvary, then my friend, you would understand. And if you only knew where I would be had it not been for Calvary, then my friend, you would understand. Then my friend, you would understand.
Pray for us. I would like to say it's good to be home. Been in Florida for a few months. Had to come back a little early for my son, but I'm so thankful that I can be back in church with my friends and family and the people that I know that are praying for us. So I don't know how we get through this life without Jesus. And if you don't have him, I don't know how you do it. So just pray for us.
Lord, I thank you for the valleys and every storm you brought me through. I thank you, Lord, for being there every time I've needed you. Although, Lord, I'm unworthy, I'll ask you to lead me through. Cause when the storms of life are raging, I'll keep holding on to you. Lord, you are the only one who can help me through this trial. Lord, my valley's deep today, and I can't walk another mile. The storms of life are raging, I know you can see the way. So Lord, I'll hold on to you, help me make it through the day. I'll keep holding on to you, Lord, though it seems no end's in sight. All the battles in this life I face, I need you to help me fight. I'll keep holding to your promises, to never leave or to forsake. Thank you, Lord, for always being there. I really need your touch today. Lord, you are the only one who can help me through this trial. Lord, my valley's deep today, I can't walk another mile. storms of life raging, I know you can see the way. So Lord, I'll hold on to you. Help me make it through the day. Storms of life raging, I know you can see the way. So Lord, I'll keep holding on. Help me make it through the day.
I've not always been faithful, but he has. I've not always been graceful, but he has. I've not always been true, but he's always come through when he has. Yes, he has. Tell him I'm not strong, and he says I am. I say I can't go on, he says I can. Though I'm not the better one, I've not always overcome, but he has, yes, he has. Can't conquer death, but he has. When I'm tempted with sin and I fail the test again, he passed. Yes, he passed. He has been the greatest. Yeah.
greatest friend this world has ever known. He has paid the debt on Calvary all alone, and he has given me a melody and song. He has, yes, he
appreciate those songs. Does anybody else have anything before we turn it over to our pastor? If not, be much in prayer. We'll turn it over to Terry.
Sure is good to be here. I appreciate those songs. I'm glad he can do the things we can't. I'm glad we've got a God like that. It's good to be here. Got a good crowd. Appreciate everybody that's here. Appreciate everybody praying. Let's keep praying. Now, let me ask again. Anybody else got a song? I appreciate the opening up. And Brother Jeremy gave plenty of time, but just felt like asking again if somebody's got something really stirring your heart. If not, won't you be much in prayer? Got a number of preachers here. Like I said, got some here that's at home, some that's visiting, and even the ones that's visiting is at home. We feel like y'all are part of us. And so God hasn't impressed me any specific one of you to call on at this point. So I'm just going to open it up to you fellows. Got something on your heart, come ahead. And I'm sure the church will pray for you and your preaching brothers will pray for you. And so whoever's got the message, God's just giving you a little nudge what you come on with you. You won't be getting in front of nobody because everybody's already had time to come right now anyway. So, who will it be? What about you, Fred? You got something on your heart? No? You're welcome if you do. Well, okay. Which one's the rest of you? I don't know. I just go down the line and call on you as I come to you, I guess. I'm getting fellows now shaking their heads no when I look at them, so. Helping, trying to make my job easier. I don't know if it is. And, Cooper, what about you? Cameron? All right. Let's pray for Cameron. We appreciate him. Appreciate all our preaching, brother.
I was hoping to get out of this tonight. I earnestly desire y'all's prayers tonight. If there's anything that's going to be done, it's because of the Lord tonight. But I've got a little thought. I'm going to read first in Psalms 116, verse 6. And then I'll be over in the book of Jonah in the second chapter in verse 2. I just want to read two verses to you tonight. And y'all just really pray. I don't want to fail in this flesh. Because sometimes, Fred, we can let our mind and things that we'd like to do get in the way of what the Lord truly has in store. So y'all just really pray that I can just do my best to get myself out of the way. And if there be any preaching done, that's great. If not, I'm willing to take my seat and give it back over to Terry and let him go on. But in Psalms 116, in verse 6, it said, "The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me." Then if you flip over to the book of Jonah, in the second chapter, in the second verse, it says, "And then said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice." And that's all I feel like reading. And I'm going to flip back over to Psalms. And when I read on this scripture in Psalms, it made me instantly think of Jonah. Just because it says right here, "The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low and he helped me." Brother Fred, Jonah had a simple task that the Lord presented to him. He said, "Just go over to Nineveh and do what I tell you to do by preaching the gospel over there." But Jonah said, "No, I'm going to go over to some other place on my own way." It turned out, I'm just going to quickly go over the story of Jonah, if that's all right, and try and get the nerves out of the way. And if I can get to the spot where the preacher's at, then that's good. But Jonah, he decided to do what God didn't want him to do. And it got him into spots where he ended up in the belly of a big fish, or in the belly of the whale, as the New Testament describes it. And he got down so low, he called it the belly of hell. When I was reading over them scriptures, it took me back to the time that I realized I was lost and undone. I was bound for hell, Brother Bob. I was as lowest as you can possibly go. But thanks be unto God, he preserveth the simple ways, Brother Solly. He bid me to come one night as I was laying down on my couch, Andrew. And he said, "You've got a choice to make. It's either a yes or a no tonight. Something so simple that a little child can understand the call and come to it and get saved tonight." Folks, when I got down into the belly of hell, Brother Cooper, I had to cry out to the Lord. And he heard my call. And he brought me out of that bad spot that I was in and let me know I was all right forevermore. Folks, the Lord will preserve the simple tonight. He's wanting to help you tonight, whatever your case may be tonight. He's wanting you to just come to Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit tonight. Folks, He's just wanting you to listen to the call tonight. I will never forget Brother Billy Ray. The night that I accepted the call, the great Comforter came by my way. He let me know down on the inside that everything's going to be all right. That no matter what I go through in life, all I got to do is just turn my head and cry out to the Lord. And He's going to be there every single step of the way. He's going to be the one that when all this world forsakes me, Billy Ray, He's still going to be there with me. He's going to be the one to go through thick and thin with me. He's going to be there in the high times and the low times. Friends, if I can give you any advice tonight, get you a friend like Jesus is tonight. That way, when you get down and out about it, you can cry out to the Lord just a pure and simple way, and He'll preserve you. He'll get you set on the right path, and He will just take care of you for every day of your life. All you got to do, I wholeheartedly believe, that He is not the author of confusion tonight. This man that you're looking right here, he gets confused a lot. He confuses a lot of things in life. But it says right here, as Psalm put it out very plainly, it's about the simple things tonight. You don't have to come here and say some special prayer. You don't have to be able to recite all the books of the Bible tonight. All you got to do is realize when the call is coming to you, and you got to take that step of faith, Billy Ray, and say, "Yes, I need you in my life more than I need my next breath tonight." Folks, it's a matter of life or death this evening. You can be here happy as a lark. But as soon as the Lord gets a hold of you, that's some serious turmoil right there. I remember, Brother Fred, when I was cast out of that garden, I was afraid to go to sleep at night. I was afraid to close my eyes. I'm worried about where I'm going to wake up at. I was only 10 years old. You say, preacher, you probably had to be pretty healthy. No health issues about you. And you're right, but I want to let you know something. Death has no respect of person tonight. Folks, I want to let you know, I've seen funerals for old folks, Brother Mike, and for little babies. That's just how life is. It's a terrible situation to see. But folks, death is just around the corner tonight. And I want you to be able to go to heaven with me. I want you to be able to tell me that everything's all right in your soul. I want someone tonight. That's my heart's desire. And Terry, that's about it. So I'll get ready to turn it back over to you if that's all right. But that's just my heart's desire tonight, is for someone to just say that when they kneel, get back up from kneeling at this altar, that they're not going to hell anymore. That they know where they're going. That they've made the preparations necessary. I like using this analogy. Y'all, most of you have heard me use it before. But on the night that I got saved, my plane ticket was bought and my bags were packed. And so, Billy Ray, I'm set and ready to go whenever the time comes. When it comes time to roll my casket around, I can just think about this song. Don't you dare worry about me when it comes time for me to leave this life, because I made the necessary preparations tonight, Brother Fred. And those of us that are saved tonight, we've all made the exact same preparations. If you're here tonight and you're lost and undone and you don't know where you're going, make them preparations tonight. It's just so simple. All Jonah had to do, he said, I was down in the belly of hell, but I cried out to the Lord all the way down there at the bottom of the ocean in that fish's belly. And the Lord still heard his cry, Bob. Ain't that a good God that we got tonight? No matter where we're at, we could be on Mount Everest, the highest mountain in the world, or we can be down in the deepest mine there is that we have in this world too. The Lord can still hear our cry. And just answer the call tonight. That's all I ask of you. So Terry, I'll turn it back over to you.
Appreciate Brother Cameron. Appreciate him falling over. That's good preaching. I'd like for everybody to stand. Want to offer an invitation. You might be here tonight and lost, needing to come and pray. Brother Cameron preached about that, preached about his own experience and how the Lord will take care of you. God's able to do whatever needs to be done. He gave his only begotten son to die on the cross, raised him from the dead. He's alive. If you're lost, God wants to save you. If you're out of fellowship tonight, I've been saved but not living for the Lord like I should, God wants you to come home. And oh, what a thrill it is to get that load off of you. And so while we're saying, if you need to come, come. Come on. Come on. It's your move. Sin will cause you to be far away from God, but you can come home in spite of it. The devil's not able to keep you out there. The devil's not able to keep you lost. If you want to get saved, you get saved in spite of the devil. And if you are saved and out of fellowship with God, Satan can't keep you there. If you want to come home with God's help, you can come home. Will you make that move tonight? Just step out and come on. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Let God bless you tonight, help you. Let him fill you with joy and peace. When you follow God, it feels good. Obey the Lord. Ask him to pause for just a minute. I'm going to need some more singing, but and I'll extend that invitation a little bit. But if you're here tonight and you've gotten saved or you've rededicated your life, and you'd like to share that with the church, and perhaps If you're here tonight and you've gotten saved or rededicated your life, perhaps God's put it on your heart to join this church. Well, we offer you that opportunity, this open door. If you need to do that, you come, and we'll be glad to have you. We appreciate everyone that God sends us. And you know what? When God puts it on your heart to join a church, they need you, and you need them. God hooks things up like that together. And so if you're lost, if you're out of fellowship, if you just need to share your testimony, or if you need to join the church, that's a lot of things. And I might have missed something. If God's wanting you to do something I didn't even mention, you obey the Lord. While we're saying, somebody needs to come. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Church doors are open. If you're saved by God's grace, there's a way for you to join this church. Just do what God would have you to. Obey the Lord. Then God bless you. Coming home. That's a pretty good sound, isn't it? Coming home. If you're away from home and God's calling you, come on home. Come on home. Appreciate that good song. Again, we appreciate the preaching, singing. Good to be here tonight. Anybody got anything on your heart before we come to a close? Something you need to say or do? Follow the Lord. Not, we've probably got an announcement or two, don't we? Right.
And he's family now. And
yeah.
We're going to celebrate with him tonight in the fellowship hall. We're going to have just some cake and ice cream.
Amen.
And, so I'm going to be praying for him. Just keep using your prayer and voice all this
time. Amen. Appreciate that. That's the announcement I was really looking for. And Brother Bryson's going to be moving away. And he won't get to come regular like he does now. He said, I'm still going to come visit when I can. But as Sister Karen said, he's just like family, and we just love him, glad to have him here. And so there's refreshments and a fellowship hall. We'll go out there and visit and fellowship and eat a little bit together, some cake and ice cream, and let Bryson know that we're going to miss him, and we do hope he can get back and visit us pretty often. Okay, anything else before we come to close? If not, I'm going to ask Brother Carl to pray a dismissal and also ask the blessing over the food out there.
Thank you, Father, for the service. Father, we thank you for your presence in our life with a glorious hope. If you give us on the day that you picked us up, our sin, Father, thanks, all. We thank you, God, for all the great blessings you've given us down through life. And Father, we thank you for the church that you've
been
a part of. And we pray your blessings on it for as long as you leave it here, Father. Just help us, Father, that we might be what you need us to be, that our people could come and be saved. And Father, I pray now that you go with us, watch over us and care for us. And Lord, bless the refreshments in our Father. Let your will be done in our lives wherever we're at. Lord, in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.